Hubble's a moving in camera. So if the camera moves, it's this one. It's your little ear right there, right there, right there. And hey, good morning. 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well. I could talk about cadence today because the trash men were so early this morning, picking up the trash. Every day it's a different schedule. Even my wife is like, God, I wish it was at the same time. Sounds like a daily scrum, doesn't it? Anyway, today I want to talk about handoffs, conversation, trade-offs, dependencies, why we have daily scrum wrong. Everyone, he's like, wait, how you could say everyone has daily scrum wrong? They do. And I'm gonna share with you why I say we have daily scrum wrong. And Bubbles, you gotta stop moving the camera. Hey, crazy cat. So we're going that today. And I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach. I have a couple stories to tell about my journeys in the House of Fire. One day, I keep saying I got to put a video up. I'll just videotape one day. You can see what it looks like when it's all gutted. And there's 100 years of dust in my house right now. It's terrible. So if I cough, it's because I'm wearing an N95 mask for the right reasons. And we'll sit for there. And we got Fortune Cookie Friday today, too. So we do this show to share some Scrum and Agile practical and tactical tips, talk about where we're going and how we get it to the next level. How do we get value to the customer without spending crazy hours working in the office and get home to family and friends so we can have fun and have fun in the office too? I mean, we do the Fortune Cookie Friday. You could do that in your office too pretty easily. They're very inexpensive. So it's the last cookie. So we'll see. I gotta go buy some more cookies this weekend for next week. So, why do we have daily scrum wrong? So, what are they gonna pick like? They get the three questions that we should no longer ask during daily scrum. Best video ever. Hi, Dad. Hi, Edward. Oh boy, Edward's watching. You want me to show you Bubbles? Last time she clawed me though. Better than Mr. Beast. Hey, I got a plug. Better than Mr. Beast. There you go. So let's talk about daily scrum, why it's wrong. So we asked the question, what did you do? What we did yesterday, what we finished, what are we going to do today? And any blockers? I want to propose something else. Want you to show Bubbles. Here, Bubbles. Come here. Oh, there's Bubbles. Bubbles. She's going to step on a cat and claw somebody, and we're all going to die. So what am I talking about? Because it's not about what you did. It's about what you're about to hand off to the next person, to have a conversation, to start the conversation. And I'm going to give you an example why. The other day, trying to get the insurance company to pay the final payment so I can get the house redone and pay all these deposits and get construction people in here to get things going, right? So I go all the way up there, takes between round trips, hour and a half or an hour or so. And they said, well, did you bring the check? I'm like, what check? Well, you're supposed to bring a check. I'm like, I didn't know about a check. Well, it's written in there, you bring a check. Well, we didn't do it last time, right? So there's all these things that I did not know about. But them being professionals, in a conversation, rather than just emails all the time and saying, hey, we'll meet, blah, blah, blah. They can say, oh, by the way, bring the check so we can pay you. And if you bring a bank check, we can pay you right away. Because if I brought my personal check, so here's the thing. Here's the kicker, right? They didn't tell me what kind of check to bring. And they didn't tell me a couple other things. But if we had a little conversation on this exchange, I had to get all these notarized documents, hand it off. They would tell me I would know more. Because if I brought my personal check, I would still have to wait for that check to clear before they would give me the check for the balance, right? Same thing goes in daily scrum. And now I'm delayed by days because now I have to get it, come back, drive back out, get in between meetings and do all that kind of stuff. So it's very difficult to coordinate that, just like in the office. So in the office in daily scrum, the question should be, hey, I'm ready to hand this off, or let me know when you're ready to pick it up and I'll have a conversation with you and we'll talk about what needs to be done. Eddie, you got to stop hitting keys, dude. Eddie, Mike, he wants to be on the show, so he's hitting letters in the comments, so he has to stop. before you fill the whole thing. You're going to get hit as a hacker and YouTube's going to bump you. And mom's not going to have her YouTube channel anymore. And then you're going to be in trouble. So just so you know. So we need to tell, we need to ask them what they need help. It's not just a question. Oh, I posted my code up. Oh, I did the test. Oh, you have a bug. Hey, I found a bug and let me tell you about what I saw, what was going on in case you can help me clarify and move it along faster, right? That's what the daily scrum's about is about. It's not about reporting out. It's about moving the work along faster, getting through it and pushing it along. And that's what we're missing because we're missing that conversation during daily scrum. Yes, I did it. It's ready. Let me know when you pick it up so I can have a conversation with you. Or when do you think you might pick it up and we'll talk about it, right? Those are the conversations we need to have because it'll make it go faster. It'll make the work get quicker to done. Maybe you found a bug. Hey, I found a bug. I want to talk to somebody about it so I can tell them what it is. And you can tell me whether or not it's really a bug or something weird that's going on. And I want to kind of share with you because screenshots and text do not do it. Because I just did that. I just did a bunch of screenshot text. Apparently, it's still confusing because they just don't know what the hell they're doing. It's pretty sad. But yeah, for people that have been using the system for over a year, 2 years, I think they kind of figure some things out, but maybe not. So I got to do open sessions, right? And tell them because what I wrote down, it's not all going through. So you got to have a conversation. So I just want to express that where we got to do more than just say what I got done, what I'm going to do. You got to offer the conversation. Let's talk about what I just did. Let's talk about what you're just about to work on. Let's make sure we're on the same page and that we, if there's anything I know nuances that I didn't explain in the text that are in my brain that just don't know to write it down or maybe I don't know how to write it down. So that's the thing we're missing in daily scrum is that conversation on the handoffs and the transition for dependencies from one person on team to another. And that's what we need to stress more. So with that, let's go Fortune Cookie Friday. That's Fortune Cookie. Bubble's gonna get you. Bubble, there's hair everywhere. Fortune Cookie. So on Fortune Cookie Friday, we have a Fortune Cookie. It's the last one in the bag. I have to go to the Chinese grocery store and go get some more. The Agile Accountants have written a message here in this fortune cookie. And we're going to open it up and apply it to the show, what we do, Agile. They've been pretty accurate. And then Betty's going to try to eat the cookie. She always tries to eat the cookie. Hopefully I'll get a picture before she eats it. She's thinking about it already. She hears it. She smells it. Even Bubbles likes fortune cookies, apparently. Okay. So here's the fortune cookie. My glasses also, I can read it. What is a big one? Wow, it's like a whole paragraph. It's like a whole paragraph. I usually don't get fortune cookies forecast that big. Okay. In this world, it is not what we take up, but what we give up that makes us rich. Huh. We can apply it to what we just said. In this world, it is not what we take up, but what we give up that makes us rich. I'm going to say it's not about taking work out of the backlog. It's about what we give up, conversation, give that extra piece of information that we just couldn't record on in the mess in the user story or in Jira or Azure or whatever system you're using, what we couldn't. Bubbles, she's trying to eat the cookie. It's about what we give up and part of the conversation and the communication that we give to others that makes us successful. So that makes us rich because the more we get done, the quicker we get done, the more money we make. Just remember that. Anyway, I want to wish you a happy Friday. I want to wish you a great day, health and happiness, and may you have a happy scrumming day. All right. Take care and see you tomorrow. Bye. And I'm still working on, though I did a lot of cleaning yesterday with the dust. We're going to do a new thing on Tuesdays where we talk about the state of Agile, Scrum, technology, how it's going to be, talk about different companies that are out there. And then maybe on Thursdays, we'll start doing interviews. Maybe I'll interview Rob. He commented yesterday. He's looking forward to it. Maybe I'll make him sacrifice as a new product owner and do an interview with him. So with that, I say thank you, and you all have a great day. Bye. All right, Bubbles. You done?